So, how bad are these cyber attacks happening? Well, here's an example from First American Title, which, if you're not familiar, it's the largest title company for real estate in the country. They provide closing and title insurance services for real estate agents, attorneys, and for most of the real estate transactions that happen on, at least on residential. What happened is they had a cyber attack that compromised a lot of their data, a lot of their records. And real estate companies are particularly appealing for hackers because there's lots of money involved. So if you can hack a title company or a real estate company or even an architect, you have access to information about large dollar volume transactions, hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars in every transaction. If you can get into that, you may be able to divert wire transfers, convince people to send money to the wrong place, or even just lock up a bunch of transactions so nobody can complete them and hold the company for ransom, for hostage. That's what they did in this case. They got into the system, they compromised the identity of all of the customers of First American, and they had to shut down for a period of time and kind of lock out systems. That stopped their closings from happening. That's going to have a material impact on their revenue for the fourth quarter, according to this article. And as a public company, you have to report that to the SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission, because it might affect your stock price, right? If you had a cyber attack that affected your business as a public company and that may make your stock go down, you have to let the SEC know because they may have to notify investors or may have to open an investigation. If it hurts and harms investors because of something you did wrong, you may have liability. Beyond just the liability for your customers' records that were released, or maybe if money was lost by a client or even by a third party, you may have liability for that. You may also have liability for investors. This is why having cyber insurance, cyber protection, or even a cybersecurity in place is important. What's funny about this article is it says it's the second cyber attack experienced by large title underwriters. Not First American, but another company. So even though that industry has been targeted, it still happened. Cyber attacks are in many cases preventable, but there's going to be so many attempts that you really have to be on your game. And it's very difficult to prevent from internal because your internal cyber security department may only be aware of the things that happen to your company. It's very difficult to know the whole picture of what's going on in the marketplace. That's where your cyber insurance company is your best ally because they see the attacks in all the companies that they insure. And they can tell you, hey, watch out for this. This is how they're doing it now. Have your IT person change this setting because this is how they're getting into other companies. You can use that cumulative knowledge to help prevent that happening in your company. In fact, a lot of cyber insurance policies, in addition, have monitoring, active monitoring to help you, and they have a response team. So if you do have a cyber attack, you can pick up the phone, call your insurance company. They have a defense team that will help your tech department, help your IT department prevent the attack, mitigate it, shut it down so it doesn't expand and get to be much bigger, right? What's that old saying? Who are you going to call? Ghostbusters, right? If you have a cyber attack, you can't call the police. They don't get involved with stuff like that. Can't call the FBI. They normally don't get involved unless it's terrorism or somebody getting physical injury. So you don't have anybody to call. You have to handle it on your own shoulders. Your tech department can certainly help, but you don't want to do that on your own. You want resources. So active monitoring, whether you get it from insurance or buy it separately, is an important thing to have. First American is a good example of how these attacks happen and to what extent they can really do a lot of damage, not only to the company, but to investors.